This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Writer Shannon Gibney tackles some very sensitive and very emotional subjects in her new young adult novel, See No Color. First, she speaks to us through the voice of a teenage girl, and that alone can present a merry-go-round of turbulent emotions. Next, that teen, named Alexander Kurtridge, is an adoptee. And layered over all of that is the fact Alex is biracial, adopted by white parents as a very young child. It's a sensitively written story, taking readers through all kinds of questions of family, race, identity, and self-discovery. Shannon Gibney is a writer, activist, and educator. She grew up in Michigan and now lives in Minneapolis with her husband and children. See No Color recently won a Minnesota Book Award for Young Adult Literature. Welcome, and I guess we say welcome home to Ann Arbor. You went to community high school in Ann Arbor?
I did. I loved it, yes. Growing up in Ann Arbor was amazing. It's a cliche to say so, but it's a great place to grow up.
Tell me about your central character, Alex Kurtridge, and what you're able to say to us through telling her story.
Yeah, no, I was just trying to, as you said, I love the way that you introduced the book. You know, it's a very layered narrative, definitely in the voice of this 16-year-old mixed black girl who's adopted into this white family in this moment when her identity is really starting to change. You know, her adopted father is this amazing baseball player. He has played with the Milwaukee Brewers, and he has been training Alex and her younger brother, Jason, to be these great baseball players ever since they were very young. And as the story progresses, in this moment, we see that Alex's body is changing, her balance is off at the plate, and then she comes to find that her adoptive parents have also been keeping letters from her black biological parent, her father, from her. And so that just sort of all these questions about identity start percolating, and where do I fit in this family, and who am I? And it sort of starts her on this journey.
And in what ways is Alex beginning to become more and more aware that her skin color is not like her family's, or who helps her to that realization?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Alex, she's always known in some sense that she is different than the rest of her family. And I think, you know, with the title See No Color, it's like, you know, she's growing up in this family, in this environment that has really embraced this colorblind narrative. And I mean, there's definitely parts of that idea that are very good. That idea of sort of like, oh, we're all just people. But then as she becomes, starts coming into herself as her own discrete person, we start to see some of the problems with that, that the rest of the world, and even before that, you know, I'm going to read a section when she's about eight, right? They're at a cabin with the rest of the family, and an older white lady comes up to her and her family and is like, her mother, and is just like, what gives? Why do you have this black child with you? And so you start to see that even though, you know, the cracks in this idea that, you know, we're all just human, we don't see color. No, actually, people do see color. But one of the main arguments, I think, is that, you know, when you do that as a parent, at a certain point, the kid is the one that has to actually field and figure out,
well, where do I fit?
Yeah. And that's a really hard thing to put on a child.
Would you read that excerpt for us?
I will. Thank you.
This is Shannon Gibney reading from her new young adult novel, See No Color.
I want to stay at the lake cottage always, where it is shimmery and air open everywhere. I know Mom wants to, too. But we always have to go home at the end of the week, because school will start again. I am trying to blow bubbles from my nose, and the sun is pushing the sky down when she shakes my arm. At first, I think I am drowning, like Mom told me to be careful of, that someone is dragging me under. It is not too deep here, but I forget that I have feet and legs, too, so I kick and squirm, and water comes into my eyes and nose. I am coughing and also sinking, but then the lady from the cottage next door pulls me up out of the heavy water, both of her arms grabbing my shoulders. You're boating the mar from your most family, she says, and she is squiggly and kind of melting. I laugh. She frowns. Your host family, she says again. You need to get back to them. I try to smile at her to make her not mad, but the smile falls out of my mouth too quick. The old lady sticks her face in mine. Do you speak English? Where are you from? Can you understand me? She looks like a witch from the Halloween book who has lost her hat, so I laugh again. I don't know if they swim where you're from, but here children need to swim close to the shore. It's dangerous. You should be careful. The laughing stops. There is that word again, careful. I was not being careful, like Mom said. I try to back up toward the shore, away from the lady witch who smells like garlic. Then Mom is beside me, wading into the lake, all towel and top of head kisses. What seems to be the problem? Looking to Mom, to me, no words come from the lady, but she is still speaking with her eyes. Was my daughter bothering you somehow? How is she your daughter? Mom's face is empty, nothing there at all except her eyes blinking. She's your host daughter then, from Africa? Mom's eyes explode. What are you talking about? That's my daughter, Alex. But she's black, the lady says. She spits it out. Black, like a bug in her mouth. Black, 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 black. I say it over and over in my mouth and later that night in my bed. I am black, 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 black. She's adopted, Mom says, pulling me into her side. Not that it's any of your business. She turns us around and we are walking back to our part of the beach, the waves turning darker. I see my hand now beside hers, and for the first time, it is brown. Hers is not. Hers is light. I am brown and they are light. Listen to me, Alex, she is saying. That woman doesn't know what she's talking about, okay? She's just crazy. I move my head up and down because she wants it. We are all one in this family, okay? We don't even see color.
Shannon Gibney reading for her new young adult novel, See No Color. I deliberately didn't do a lot of digging around about your background because I wanted to just open the book and read it. But I'm an adoptee who finally met her birth mother. And I have to say, you did an amazingly authentic job of capturing that awkwardness in the meeting and the power of seeing a face that actually echoes your own. Are you an adoptee?
I am an adoptee, and I am a transracial adoptee.
There you go. So on top of that betwixt and between feeling that we adoptees have, then you have this issue of race layered over it. Has awareness of the challenges of transracial adoptions changed, do you think, since you were a child?
Yes.
How?
And that's largely because of, I would say, adoptee activism, adoptees sharing our story and kind of demanding that this binary between, you know, the good, happy, adjusted adoptee and the, you know, angry, maladjusted adoptee gets busted open, right? The reality, like all realities, is that it's much more complicated than that. And that's the reality that I'm trying to show. And also, I hope that, you know, you might not be a transracial adoptee mm-hmm. yourself, but, you know, a lot of us do, I think you point to a good point, yearn for that connection and that ability to see some part of ourselves in another face, right? That sort of physical, even emotional connection. Alex finds out later too that, you know, she hiccups when she's anxious, and her birth father, it turns out, he hiccups too. And members of his family do so as well, right?
And suddenly there's cord is struck. When I met my birth mother, I realized she had the same short hair that I've always wanted to wear, that I've always wanted my entire life. I always wanted it. And when I saw that haircut, and I just went in my, I had that same cord, that same feeling.
Right. And it's just so hard to express. Yeah. And at the same time, though, I hope in that scene where, you know, she actually meets her birth mm-hmm. father and his family, that also, you know, adoptees, too, we have this idea. And a lot of it, again, is because a lot of the scholarship, a lot of the existing literature is not by adoptees, right? That the experiences of reunion and stuff like that get very flattened, and they're actually quite layered, right? So at that same moment where she's meeting her birth father and she does have these certain connections, it's also very strange. It's like, this is my father, but he's not my father. Let's be clear. I don't know him. He doesn't know me, right? And mm-hmm. so it's all those things at once.
You did a beautiful, beautiful job of it. And I would suggest that anyone with adoption in their life, anyone in that birth triad, even though this is a young adult novel, will benefit from reading your novel, See No Color, because of the insight it brings. It's a good read. And we want to let you know that Shannon Gibney will be at Nicola's Books in Ann Arbor tomorrow night, July 6th at 7 p.m., talking about the book, signing the book, See No Color. Shannon, it was great talking with you. I love the book. Thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you.